Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know, what I've been through.
We got London on the
track. They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with. They don't know about the brand new car just bought.
All right, what's up, y'all? Shit, we are back for another week. Had a pretty good week last week. Got a lot to talk about. Got a pretty good upcoming week. Got some people say they want to do something, so we're going to find out tonight. First thing, shout out Grudge Inc., Jay Barnes and them guys for the show. UTH Performance over here in Burlington, North Carolina. Guys got drag radios, slicks. You know, nitrous is kind of shortage everywhere now, but they got that. Restore your car, paint it. Anything you need for your race car, your street car, your everyday driver. Whatever you got, man, get them guys a call over there at UTH Performance. And, you know, shout out Piedmont Dragway for giving us a pretty good race surface, you know, every time we go. So I got that out of the way. So let's get to this real shit. Oh, yeah, this real shit. You know, last week had a Friday night fights. You know, there's a big talk about it. You know, the class races coming in and taking over and this and that, you know. And we got that pretty much took care of, or the guys that's running running the deal, Chad and the guys, I think they got that took care of. Gonna try to get something together. I think I might help them out with this. We're gonna try to get something together for the big dog, for all the people that show times and all that. It's going to be a no-time event. It's going to, try to let them guys in. So, you know, we ain't left y'all out yet. Just hold your horses and try to get y'all in. But Friday night fights, man, had two locked-in grudge races. That old Bad Storm taking old guys out of old DMV, old Tron Barry, and then with old whore Malibu. Both small blocks on 28s. Old cast intakes. Yeah, you know, felt good. Went to the race Friday night feeling good. Just come up a little short, you know. It was a good drag race, and we just come up a little short, man. Congratulations to y'all guys. They won. So, you know, we're just going to stay over in our lane right now, man. You know, shit. You know, so we got to try to come back and get redemption. We got old race locked in this week with old Whitey. You know, he done beat us about 3-4 times. Shit, he done beat us as many times I can't even remember. So we're going to try to get him on back Thursday night. First thing we need to do is get Bebe or Chad or somebody on here to hit the one button. I'll get to y'all in a minute. I see the 919 number. I'll get to you in just a minute. To find out if they're going to let us do this at Big Dog Thursday night. That's the first thing we need to do. If not, we got to move it to another day. I'll get to that in just a minute. But old Tron, you know, he slipped by old Bad Storm at the home track, you know. Got that old lettuce. Oh, yeah. He got that lettuce. Coming in and got the lettuce, the chicken, the tomatoes. The croutons, he got the whole motherfucking salad. Oh, yeah. Got the whole motherfucking salad. Took it and run. And, you know, good race. Then we had another race locked in. Old Goon versus Straight Jacket. You know, they had done run. And I think the last time the straight jacket come out on top, Willow Goon come back. He wanted redemption. So they come back locked in on a Friday night fight. That old goddamn straight jacket gave him the goddamn uppercut. Set him in that goddamn in that green jacket. Goddamn locked him down. And said he put him on the third floor and forgot about it. Oh yeah. Goon says he ain't on no third floor. Said he coming back for more. He says shit. His shit wasn't right. He said he going to get it right. He said he coming back. So maybe on late another Friday night we might get to see that. But old Straight Jacket slipped by. And then we had old another grudge race just pop up out the blue. We got damn Ali. We got damn Muhammad Ali. He's been sitting back in the cut. Got damn looking for action, man. Ain't nobody been sliding out there on him. And old Straight Jacket got damn knocked the goon out. So you know he's feeling real good. Shit, he told old Ali, shit, let's get it. And they went on up there and got that old money locked in. And they rolled through the goddamn lights out there. Burnout box lit them babies down through there. I can't remember, but I swear I believe. Straight Jacket blowed the tires off. While he went down through that, you know, shit, he like a total trail, old train on the track. Just there had somebody do the same thing every time. So, you know, he gapped him. I think they're going to do that again June 10th or June 3rd or something. I'm not sure, but I think they're going to do that again. But that was last Friday night. So let's see before we get started. Let me get a couple calls here. Let me grab and see what's happening. 919-5371.
They don't prep
where we fuck. Yeah, 919-5371.
That motherfucker don't prep where we fuck up there at the track.
Yeah, all right. Well, only place I seen y'all, if you talking about the whore, if you with the whore, only place I ever seen y'all run that bitch is at 710. And Piedmont's better than 710 on 710's best fucking day, and Piedmont on its worst day after fucking 10 straight days of rain. So I don't know what the fuck you talking about. And when you blow that bitch and that bitch spraying oil, of course that bitch going to be spinning. And you can believe it. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what you talking about. No, that's fine. You won. You won. Yeah, you won. Shit, you fast. Boy, you blow the ass out. We don't want no more problems, cuz. We're going to stay in our lane right now, cuz. But, you know, the first thing y'all got to do is get that weak bitch out of the shop. Y'all melted that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, y'all blowed that bitch. See, it's one thing. Hey, it's one thing I learned in racing now, cuz. It's one thing I learned in racing. Now, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You might not have to help do nothing or whatever. It's one thing I did learn in racing, though. Even when you winning sometimes, you still might be losing, because if you blow that motherfucker up and you won, oh, well, you got to go pay the goddamn mechanic and get that bitch out the shop. Oh, yeah. So you won. You won. Oh, yeah.
That's a part of it.
Let me grab a few more calls. Congratulations on your win, though, cuz. You got the lettuce, the chicken, the cheese, the croutons, the goddamn tomatoes, and the goddamn garlic bread. Oh, yeah. You took it all, cuz. Bleed.
Ow. Ow.
336-2952.
What's up, Josh Jones?
What's the deal, cuz? What's happening? They gonna let us run Thursday night or what, man?
Me and Rico gonna call Ron and find out what's going on. But I think what I heard today, they canceled Big Dog the next Thursday night.
Was it must be a chance of rain?
Yeah, so they canceled the next Thursday night.
Well, we might not be able to. Are they gonna still open the track up for testing too?
Well, that's what I'm gonna find out. Me and Rick gonna find out from Ron and I'll let you know, Josh.
Yeah, just post it on the board and let everybody know.
Okay. Hey, but
you
I'm gonna tell you this here.
What's
hey,
the deal,
Josh?
Cause?
I'm gonna tell everybody
Talk
that's listening. And Chad and them did a good thing when they start. Hey. When me and you were sitting there telling them about these class calls was coming, didn't nobody believe us. And then they soon found out Friday night a class car showed up.
They had 10 cars, another good shootout. And you know, it was a good deal. Machiavelli was in the finals against old Gangrene Nova. I mean, shit,
yep.
Man, you couldn't have got no better. Couldn't have got no better
hey.
Finals and
it was a
I'm
good show, though.
That was a hell of a fine race.
All the 10 cars that ran, it was a good show.
Damn right.
You know?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
I right
listen.
Here.
And I'm going to tell you, Josh, I pay $20 every goddamn Friday if they got shows like that.
Damn right. That right there, I'm going to tell you right now, and just minus the shootout, just the grudge races, you got your $20
yeah,
worth.
Yeah, what I'm saying
worth,
is, we had more than $20 worth between the shootout.
Damn
and
right.
Me personally wanted to say something. I seen the certified goons come on and said somebody was up there laughing and all that shit. Let me tell y'all something. I don't care who you are or what you are. The stuff we do is dangerous anyway. But for somebody to laugh because a man tears car, I have a problem with that. Because, listen, it costs too much goddamn money to fix these some bitches. You know, at the end of the day, don't nobody fork the bill, but your goddamn teammates, some of them help you, or either your goddamn oil or the car. So I feel some type of way. And when Goon posted that, I mean, really, that's bullshit. I don't never want to see nobody get hurt. I don't care if
yeah.
I don't like you. I don't want to see you hurt.
Right. Yeah.
You know? You understand what I'm saying? And,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And whoever was up on the front line laughing at the goons because they broke, man, I mean, serious business. Like you said, Travis could have got hurt. I don't want to see nobody get hurt. My worst is enemy in drag race. I don't want to see you get hurt. Because what we do is dangerous, man. Whether people realize
okay.
or not, because they see cars go down the track, they don't look at the other half. From that bleach box to that starting line, it's the most dangerous part of the track you ever want to be on. The spectators think that's all hunky-dory on the starting line. They don't know. They in harm's way on the starting line, worse than the drivers going down the track.
Well, that motherfucker, the one that motherfucking axles break, or they goddamn planetary blow out that transmission or something to take off, and that motherfucker
yeah.
somebody shoots a piece out on that something and cuts a motherfucker's ankle off or a foot off, they'll see it in. But, I mean, you're right, though. You
but,
know,
then,
but it's just,
yeah.
you know, you can't, you about
yeah.
can't stop them. They don't believe, you know, people don't believe shit stinks till they goddamn stick their nose in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I you know, I preach to my crew and Rick. We do this all the time. We preach to them. Y'all don't realize y'all in the most dangerous part of the track. You know, you might see a car hit the wall or something. They ain't got no control of that. But on that starting line, where we stand, it's the most dangerous part you'll ever be in your whole life of racing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you ain't even in the car.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, what the hell? Yeah. What the hell? Check this out. I've been seeing a whole lot of shit on the internet, been hearing a whole lot of people talk shit. I mean, what's the deal, cuz? Goddamn straight jackets on a motherfucking 1-1 run. Bad storms on an 0-1 run. We finna bounce back. Motherfucking, they say, goddamn, the Ali looking for action. Goddamn, straight jacket looking for action. Motherfucking Dale Handy looking for action. Hot damn.
Hey.
What's the deal,
hold
cuz?
Up. Hold up. Let me update you on something else, too. And the motherfucking Frankenstein is looking for action.
Oh.
Hey, that green bitch is looking for some action.
Talk to Vegas.
You know?
Talk to Vegas.
And look. And if my main man, Straight Jacket, come on here. Hey, if Straight Jacket make it right, he got some action with me this week.
Ow.
Well, I don't know if he's on here or not. I don't know if he hit the damn. If he hit the, he ain't hit the one, but he must be in the book.
He my man.
He might still got
his he my man. I respect him, but he can get some action. Now Frankenstein is looking for some action. We went up to Maryland. We went up to Maryland this weekend. You know, looking for some action.
Okay.
You know, I keep telling everybody, we just don't stay at home. we hit the road for action. Hey, like I said, the bad storm looking for action. We're looking for action. Right now, Piedmont, the team 336 is looking for action at any time now.
Damn right.
Piedmont looking for action.
Hey, and that, you know, I, hey, look, Josh, I want to tell Twan.
Hold on a minute, cuz. I believe I just heard a straight jacket voice. Was that straight jacket voice I heard?
Damn right.
Can y'all hear me? This is Chad.
Yeah,
yeah,
Chad.
You've been open for 10 minutes.
Hell, I didn't know.
You drunk?
How y'all doing?
You drunk? Are you drunk?
No, I ain't drunk, no.
Oh yeah, what's going
on,
buddy?
Hey man, just another day in paradise. I want to say something, man. Appreciate all y'all being there Friday night and supporting Piedmont and Friday Night Fights. It was a damn good show.
Believe it.
Hey, Chad.
Let me tell you this here.
Let me update you right quick. The way it's going right now, this shit ain't gonna get no better and better. If y'all keep like you're doing, it's gonna get better and better. Okay?
We're gonna keep doing
all the grass guys that comes out and run them grass races, I salute all of them, the Dutch Jones, the Twans, the Dagon Goons, everybody. Listen, they didn't do all the talking. They put up money and goddamn shut up. Look, they didn't do all that extra shit. But I'm gonna run you. They ran. And then Ali, the underdog that wouldn't nobody ever give a chance, gets in the ring and knocks Straight Jacket the fuck out. So, let's go do it again. I mean, it's going to get better.
Damn.
It's going to get better. This shit is going to be listen, and I can tell everybody this here. You better believe the hype. Pete Martin is back, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we never went nowhere. Listen, let me tell you this here. Pete Martin never went nowhere. What happened? Everybody was scared to lose. Now, guess what? Everybody don't give a fuck anymore. We lose a draw, you're going to see some action at Piedmont Dragway.
Damn,
you know, I talked to my good friend Houston Dow. You know, let me tell you what. They was down there 20. They didn't even have a dead on fitting for their nitrous bottle. You know what I did? I said, man, this is what Piedmont do right here. I'll find y'all a goddamn fitting for your nitrous bottle. You know what I did? I went through the pit. I asked everybody. And Hicks told me, said, go talk to the Camaro man. He got one of mine. I went over there. He had it. I went back to Twan there. I said, here, here's your one right here. You ain't got to keep switching back and forth with nitrous bottle, you know. And Twan, you know, at the end of the day, they said, man,
Hold on, man, cuz. Hold on, let me grab this caller. 910-06-10. Yo. What's up? Can you come to Hurt for this Friday and this Saturday and I go ahead and fuck you up? I go ahead and jump my brother-in-law.
No, we can't come to Hurt for cuz. We can't make it down there Saturday, cuz.
You hit me on Facebook and message me and tell me you want to lock in, God.
But you know, yeah, this is the thing about it. You know, I've been sitting back and now y'all got to hold on. Matter of fact, everybody that's on this motherfucker that's off mute, go on fucking mute, because we finna get to the real shit. Now, this that real shit we finna get to. Okay, you on every mother... Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to let you talk. You on every motherfucking body's post on the internet. Every time I turn around, you on somebody post talking shit. And then when you... When,
and that's
when
got
somebody
Danny
Rice. Hold on.
And we race.
Somebody tells
and we race.
When
every
somebody
week.
Tells you to get in the motherfucking box, you holler.
You on every goddamn post.
Or come to goddamn my buddy's show over here. Man, fuck your buddy's show. Get in the goddamn box on a fucking testing tune night. Where the fuck you going to be Wednesday night?
Thunder Valley.
Where the fuck you going to be tomorrow night?
Thunder Valley.
Thunder Valley with the Venom tomorrow night.
I probably can be there tomorrow night with them. I call it 2 days where he's gonna be at.
Probably,
I can be there.
Probably,
I can be there.
Probably,
I can be there. I'll tell you what. I can probably go get the car and have it down there. I don't know how you have to answer to a motherfucker, but I don't have to answer nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because
they own the car. Well, you get on here saying one thing, but you just told me earlier today when I told you goddamn get down for Darlington Wednesday night, you told me you couldn't make it that goddamn far, but goddamn Red Springs ain't but 45 minutes from Darlington, but you talking about you can do what you want to do. No, the fuck you can't. Don't get on here selling this fucking wolf ticket.
I can go to Red Springs. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Machiavelli, let me test out. I got them white Mustangs a couple more times. I'll fuck it up. And we're gonna meet.
Hey, Josh, let me say something out right quick. You understand what I'm saying? He talking about what he should do. The Machiavelli car is running all over the country. You is running. What the fuck is he doing? Nothing but running off with the goddamn mouth on Facebook all the goddamn time. Every time I look up, that motherfucker, I can do this, I can do that. Hell, I can jack my own goddamn dick, bitch. God damn it, quit telling me what you do.
I'm worried about me right now. I'm trying to get my race out in. fuck is
well,
it?
You just brought up
Big
Red.
Back to where the fuck is.
Didn't you say that white Mustang?
Big Red.
Didn't you say that white Mustang?
And I guarantee you, I go to his house in the morning, and we can lock it in.
Okay, but did
so
you,
you
say your white Mustang?
Man, hey,
you're
doing a whole bunch of stuttering, man.
Like I said, I want H-Bird. Listen, I said I'm going to call H-Bird. Man, call H-Bird when we lock this goddamn money in for Saturday, man. He gonna be,
you
he
also
be
said that white Mustang in Machiavelli. What's the hold up?
And I also said as soon as I do some more testing. If you heard,
well, then why'd you bring it up if you still got to do some more testing then? Why did you even bring it up if you got to test?
Like I said, I run Machiavelli as I do some more testing.
Okay,
just
well,
like
when you get deposit ready, then you bring up Machiavelli's name because Machiavelli deposit ready.
Well, my homeboy deposit ready. My homeboy deposit ready. Don't worry about it. As soon as I can say, check and see what day Eric Alter and him can go, he'll be deposit ready.
If you can get him to come out that area, we will flip his ass clean over.
Hey, it was
hell,
$100. Damn,
336 rule, baby.
Man,
that's y'all's hero. We don't give a damn about him. Y'all pump him. We will fuck his world up.
He's always away from being my hero.
Hey, listen.
We will fuck his world up.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Goddamn Chris Uppendown was at Piedmont Dragway. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. This is no lie. And he got my respect. As long as y'all motherfuckers at Red Springs and 17, y'all beat your chest like y'all gorillas. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all bitch,
yeah.
Goddamn church. When y'all cross over out of that goddamn little bullshit area and y'all come to real shit, man, y'all sound like little goddamn bitches.
Y'all treat that track where people can get down to the end.
Hold up. Y'all talking about a goddamn track. I can hear y'all say track. Man, Red Springs and 17 can't wear a jock strap. If we piss them motherfuckers, don't say
that. Let me tell you this, man. Y'all said y'all can get H-Bird here. Can we get H-Bird on the phone to lock in?
Josh, tell any of the Iceberg crew, they listening right now. Tell one of them to get on the phone right now.
Tell them hit the one button. Man, somebody over here from the Iceberg crew hit the one button. Hold on.
From
Iceberg
Camp,
stay
on the phone.
Hold on. Hold on a minute, babe. Hold on a minute. Chill out a minute. Take a break. Hold on a minute. Hold on, man. 336-6678.
Hey, yo, what up?
Hold on, guys. If you ain't talking, put your phones on mute. If I got your mic open, just put your phone on mute. But who? If you got background noise, not just over your mic now, just you got to handle that. But 6678, who we talking to?
Hey, yo, what's up, man? It's Nusso. Hey, tell Danny Ray, go ahead and give Machiavelli 1-1, and I'll bet the team. Tell him to do that. Just give him 1-1, I'll bet the team. Keep his willy ball.
I'll give him the big tire. I'll give him the big tire. Listen, I'm
going to
say, I'll give him the big tire, and I come green, bring them all, and we can lock it in.
Hey, Nesso, the man got big cars and willy balls, and he's scared to give a goddamn little tire, a radio tire car something. That ought to tell you something. That bitch is weak.
You're right.
That bitch is weak.
That car is weak.
Danny Ray, hold on, man. I tell you what. You sitting on here talking about you a badass motherfucker. I tell you what you do. You get Venom, and you get that goddamn big tire Willie ball, whatever the fuck you talking about, and goddamn it, why can't we go to Darlington tomorrow night, and we can go on and get both of these goddamn races off? Oh, yeah. We can go on and handle this shit. Now, what's up?
Now, here go what we can do is this right here.
Oh, exactly, man. What we can do.
Y'all get Iceberg, and listen, you always want to pick the track and everything else and run it. Like you said, we go to Shady Side.
No, I
we ain't got to go there. We go to Shady. No, we ain't got to go to Piedmont. We ain't got to go to Piedmont.
I ain't coming to no goddamn hole.
Let's go to Shady Side.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yo, he just said Darlington. He been saying Darlington for the last 20 minutes. Now he want to say Shady Side. He want to change some else up.
No, I'm saying. No, I ain't saying Darlington.
Okay, okay.
One time.
I'll tell you what I do, man.
I'll tell you what I do.
That light ass venom car that you got, I ain't got no business fucking with you. But I'll run you heads up tomorrow night in Darlington with my street car, with a full interior car, with Ali. I'll run you heads the fuck up in Darlington tomorrow night for $5,000.
Yes, sir.
Nah.
Now lock that in. $1,000 on $5,000.
Nah.
I'll try that.
Nah. I ain't doing that.
I'll try that.
I'm telling you what I will do. I'm trying to get y'all to race. Saturday, Iceberg is gonna be at Alabama Saturday. It's on fly and everything.
Yeah,
the other track is 30 minutes away. I will odd the money $500 for him to drive the extra 30 minutes. I will personally odd the money. We can lock in $5,000.
Why don't you drive 30 minutes? I will.
You know what? I'll tell you what, I will. But we're going to lock it in and run straight off the trailer then. That way I can get on to where I'm supposed to go.
No,
I'm
so glad.
They always want to run straight off the trailer. What's the difference now? Every time I ran Iceberg, it's been straight off the trailer. I ain't never been to fail.
You run them tracks. I mean, that man can lock in if he wants to, but man, you run them tracks all the time, man. You want to try to lock that man straight off the trailer. That man ain't been down that track none, man, probably none this year. Man, that's bullshit, man.
You blast on, and then they come to the track together. I will make sure both of my cars are the same day. And we'll fuck y'all up.
Listen, Danny Ray, listen, man. We ain't got to keep arguing. Hold on a minute, man. We've been listening to you. Hold on a minute. You done told us. We not bringing Bad Storm to no motherfucking guardrail track. It's no hard feelings against nobody. It's just safety, and it's for our best interest. We not coming and running Bad Storm on no guardrail track. So, therefore, we not coming to Hereford County, bro. It ain't no question about it.
I don't give a fuck if you bet 20 grand. Outer Banks don't got it. Outer Banks got cement.
You talking about running straight off the trailer, man?
All right, then you can get a shake. Everybody get one shake now.
Oh, man, you talking, man. Man, look, man.
Why do the man need to know the track?
I mean, we can take the time, man. If you want to lock in, we might.
Why do you need to shake down? You know the track.
I don't know that track with that car. That car just got a whole bunch of work done to it.
Josh, check this out. Listen, let me tell you about Twan them. They said they went down the right lane. Goddamn, Pete Mart ain't shit. That's what they kept saying, right? They went over in the left lane when they ran you, and that bitch went straight down the goddamn pipe. You know what? Chris Oxford down there about looking at me and said, "God damn,
they
Pete Mart was better than what we thought."
Because it took power out of the car to go straight down the track. That's the reason we straight down the track.
Let me ask you something. How is it that everybody from your direction come over? Y'all can go down them little backyard tracks, but you come to a good track, y'all can't get down. But we just have some small tire radio cars get the fuck away from here with no problem, and you can't even get a big tire car down the track. That should tell you something right there.
The last time I was down there at Piedmont, you know, there wasn't nobody getting on the track. You know?
Part of the reason was
it wasn't the track, it was the weather. It's hard to make any car hook a 40 degree weather.
But you said it was.
But wait a minute, who's going to fuck you up down there?
The very next week, we came off the trailer at Fayetteville, and I fucked him up. There was no way in the world that man.
His friend hit the goddamn wall if you tell the story.
I was already two balls ahead of him, man.
He hit the goddamn wall. He moved. Danny Ray.
I'll tell you what.
He hit the goddamn wall, and you went, hey, that's the first time I've seen you got the
problem
on the track.
I got a ticket, right? If he moved first, he had a better 0-2-4 light.
Man, you ain't shit 0-2 light since you were born, motherfucker.
You ain't seen the O2 light since you was born. Baby lost some money when I ran the goddamn turbo car that day. I had a 006 light that day.
Hold on, man, guys. Now, let me ask you something, Danny Ray Cooper, because I've been sitting back listening to you talk, and I just want to ask you something. Just hold on. So, you know, I see that kind of like what Austin said. You know, every time something, you know, it's always a goddamn excuse. When you hitting a goddamn girl and she tell you to hit it hard and you can't go no farther, what you tell her? You make up a goddamn
excuse.
You just tell her you ain't got no more.
I ain't got no more dick, but you better get yours, come get mine. Bad storm come anywhere around us, we'll fuck it up.
I tell you what, motherfucker. Next fucking Thursday night will be a great fucking night at Piedmont. It's big dog night, so I know them bitches gonna be hooked.
I don't have to come. Listen.
Oh yeah.
You don't want to come to my home track, right?
You say my home track's a piece of shit. A motherfucker told me today I was a peon. I'm gonna tell you the same fucking thing. You a goddamn peon, man.
I may be, but you're Lord of walking this pee on shoes because you wouldn't be cutting grass.
You ain't doing shit, man. Your goddamn shoes got holes in them motherfuckers, man.
You're right. My shoes be in place you'll never be, Josh.
Hey, Josh Jones.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Josh, hey, check this out. Now, Danny Ray, yeah, I'm going to put you on blast now, okay? I'm going to keep 100 with you. Now, if you tell a goddamn lie, I'll never fuck with you again. What did you tell my brother? You said my goddamn car looked like a goddamn clown car, but the goddamn Venom car, if it weren't for the goddamn Venom car going down Piedmont track, you look like a fucking joke all day long. Did you not say that?
No, he doesn't.
Mr. Danny Ray, did you not say that?
He done fell off the show.
Hold up, did you not say that? You said my car can't go down, couldn't go down the goddamn track all day long. You said, I don't know what the fuck it is, the tune or whatever. You said, but the goddamn, it's all for the goddamn Venom car.
That's
good.
Hey, he done hung
up. Danny Ray, ask the question.
Yeah. He couldn't take the holes in the shoes. He hung up, man. He hung up.
Yeah.
Man.
You understand what I'm saying? Danny Ray, he, man, let me tell you. That's why I had to put him on blast. He walked up to Rico. He said, hey, man, my goddamn big car, I couldn't do shit at Piedmont. He said, but if it weren't for the Venom, I look like a fucking joke all night. That's what the hell he told Rico. You understand what I'm saying? But the truck wasn't no good, but he told me the goddamn Venom car, went down the track every time. That's the only why he didn't look like a fucking clown that he is.
You get skinny.
You can't Dan Ray Cooper. Go back to the ring and brother Barnabas and sucker. He's a fucking clown, man. He's a fucking clown, man.
Oh,
yeah, they put him in a goddamn fast car and he can't drive a goddamn nail. If I started that bitch, he couldn't drive it.
All right, well, he gone. Let's move on to something else. We need to get some light.
Yeah, let's go to something else. We're tired of talking to clowns.
What's up, man?
Hey, Josh, man, so y'all, this is what the 336 do. We run motherfucking clowns off the show that's clowns.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jones, I'm sorry for being on your show acting like this.
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
I had to get you back on, man. They want to talk to you one more time, man.
Go ahead, and my phone went out. Go ahead and say whatever you got to say. I was on the phone with Fox and Fox. So,
you didn't pay your bill?
Pay what bill?
You pay your goddamn bill?
Say what?
Hey, everybody on the 336. Let's take Danny Ray bill so his phone won't get cut off.
I don't think my phone got cut off.
Goddamn, you just think you went off the air? Man, hey, listen, if you don't pay the bill, they cut your ass off.
I mean, as long as I know my phone bill be paid. You know, my phone bill be paid, my old lady bill be paid. You know, every bill I got paid.
We pay your whole family bill. That's what we do.
Go ahead, shit. One thing about it, if y'all don't have it beside me, y'all all gonna pay him.
Listen, we
would
be glad to help pay your bill, sir.
I don't have no problem with nobody paying my bill.
Okay, well, hold on, Danny Ray. Check this out. Well, let me ask you something, man. When can you be in Darlington Dragway, man? That's a neutral track for both of us. That's a good
service. Here's what I'm going to say, Josh. I'd rather run you at Virginia Motorsports Park than there. Because you got to understand, my people, I stay in Red Springs.
Okay, right here in Red Springs.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay, listen.
Hold on.
My people that own the cars.
Hold on, man. Look, you ain't got to keep talking about all that bullshit. When do you want to go to goddamn Virginia Motorsports Park?
We'll get together that day. We'll look at the day because my people's cars is up there. They about 3 hours away from Virginia, but they stay in Elizabeth City. You follow what I'm saying? So, even though I'm down here.
I can't say now. I don't know what Machiavelli and H-Bird going to do. But we'll come up there and blow your motherfucking asshole out. I can tell you that right now. So you need to get your fucking dates together because I'm sick of you, man. I'm sick of seeing you on goddamn Facebook.
My brother-in-law trying to see you too, Josh. When you gonna let my brother-in-law get in that ass?
Man,
huh?
When
you gonna let my brother-in-law get in
there? That man, I want your ass. I want your
ass. Listen, I'm telling you what. Look, my brother-in-law wants you first, so listen, I'm telling you what. Run my brother-in-law in here on me.
I'm telling you, man, you're probably the weakest.
Yeah, we are. I am weak. I'm weak. You know what?
Man, let's talk about you and Venom. Let's see if you got some Venom in that motherfucker.
Yeah, didn't you play his punk out one time before?
Man, but goddamn, the car blowed up.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you don't come talking. We already got some of your money.
You talking about don't come talking to you, motherfucker? I'm the one to come over and lock your goddamn clown ass in.
I didn't even know nothing about it. I didn't even know nothing about it until they told me about it.
Come on, man. That's what I'm telling you. You a non-factor, man. You in the goddamn way. You just a driver. Do your fucking job.
I tell you what, that's right here. Yeah, that's my job. You're right. That's my job. My job is to drive and to make sure the car has got what I want on it. I can't, Josh. But I guarantee this right here. I can promise this right here. The same way y'all lost money to Houston on starting line, y'all losing to me. Because one thing about that goddamn drive, it looked like y'all had. Goddamn, if I couldn't drive no better than that, I would never set my motherfucking ass back in the car again. Have a motherfucking, boy, God. Houston had an 04 light and goddamn got the tree money. How the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Because me and Houston real tight. Me and Houston real, real tight. Houston called me and asked me what I think he should do and they sent me the video. Yeah. I that's what I said. I knew everything about the goddamn. They got them had the car turned way down and goddamn fucked you up. You better leave them grown men alone. Because that goddamn Malibu is a grown man, Josh. He's going to fuck you up. If you run him again, I guarantee this right here, he's going to put two cars on your ass.
Damn, man.
If you run that Malibu again, you can get two cars on your ass, I'm telling you.
Well, I done heard enough of what you got to say. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. We're going to sit back, and we're going to get our money back off motherfuckers like you and your brother-in-law and your goddamn cousin and your goddamn uncle. And
yeah, Hellboy, my cousin Hellboy wants you to. My cousin Hellboy will get you to.
Okay, hold on, man.
One thing you know about me, Josh, my whole family racist, Josh.
Okay, man, will you let me talk? Now, I just sit here and heard you. Everything that you said, I'll let you talk. Now, listen to me. So what we're going to do is, everything that you said is correct. So what we're going to do is, we know that. We can face the facts. We're going to stay in our lane. And we're going to goddamn, because, you know, we all out. We're going to stay in our lane, and we're going to run you, and we're going to run your brother-in-law, we're going to run your cousin, and we're going to run your uncle, and your aunt, if she's got a race car, and then we're going to run all your goddamn buddies, and then we're going to get all our money back and some off y'all, and then we're going to run them again. Yeah.
Let me ask this question. On Tony Wright's race at Dawson. At Tony Wright's race in Dawson, right?
Wait,
if I decide to go there, right? It's the only way I'm gonna lock in. All right, it's the only way I'm gonna lock in. If you want, I'm gonna lock in. You run us 1-on-5, but it's gonna be a double lock in. You gotta run my brother-in-law too. You gotta lock in my brother-in-law that same day.
So what y'all want to do? Lock in 2 races, 5-on-25 apiece.
That'd be fine with me. 5-on-25 apiece. We're gonna lock in both races the same day.
Okay, we can. We'll do that. So on Monday night on that show, the week of the race, you're gonna get on here and we're gonna lock both of them races.
What we're gonna do is this right here. Yeah. What we're gonna do is this right here. We're gonna lock it in. You and my brother-in-law Stephen Lynn gonna run first. And then we can run a second. But I'm going to give you a break clause. Wait. I'm going to give you a break clause. If your car, listen.
We're going to run you first. We're going to run that lip boxer first. That motherfucker doing all that lip boxing, which is you. We're going to run you and Venom first.
I'm going to be honest.
If you can't set your goddamn brother-in-law on top of your clown ass. Oh, yeah.
If you can't beat me, you damn sure can't beat him.
No, we ain't gonna beat you. We're gonna gap your clown ass. We're gonna gap you.
I tell you what. Here's what we're gonna bet. When we lock in, Josh, we're gonna at least lock in 500 on the tree.
Man, we ain't betting on no tree. I'm betting on the W and the gap.
Wait a minute, now, goddamn! You just said I can't drive. You just said I can't drive and everything else, man.
Okay, hold on, Danny Ray Cooper, hold on, man. Let me tell you what, I'm going to tell you some good shit. I'm going to goddamn hit you with that goddamn flathead shovel at the goddamn 660-foot mark, and chop your whole goddamn head off. And you know what that means? You dead, bitch. You dead, motherfucker.
I hope you do get it down this year, because you know what? Because if you don't outrun the Venom car, if you don't outrun the Venom car this year, you will not outrun it next year.
Hey, look, man. Look.
The 17th is probably gonna be the race we race. Listen,
we're
probably gonna race the 17th, man.
I done heard enough of your shit. Listen, you listen to me for a minute. I tell you what, you say you a bad motherfucker. And you this and you that. I got a whole lot of shit to do tomorrow. But I promise you, I will personally make this shit happen. Our race on Thursday at Piedmont is called off because they already done think it's going to be a big chance of rain. So
it can rain Thursday and Friday. You're right.
Hey, hold on. We ain't got nothing to do. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Get your motherfucking ass to Darlington and lock the fuck in.
Well, I'm telling you, the man that owns the car, he's got a fucking job, 9-to-5 job, Josh. He cannot travel 9 hours during the week.
Hey, you just said a while ago you run the show.
If it came down to it and I locked me race in, before he make me look like a goddamn idiot, you know what he gonna say? Come and get the car. You know what? But that's gonna leave me driving 13. That's gonna leave me driving 13 and a half hours. I'm gonna have to go get the car, bring it back, and take it back and back. Fuck that.
Hey, you ain't never made $5,000 in one day.
Who ain't? You better go back and check my PSI. The fuck you talking about? I tell you what, if you've been around Greensboro long enough, you remember back when the Stoners used to come through there. Back in the day. You remember back when we come through there? Yeah, he fucked me up. He got me locked up. Yeah, that's a fact. But at the end of the day, when we can't went back in the day, and then there was a motherfucking Greensboro can fuck with us.
Hey, you living in the past, man. Living in the present, man. You living in the fucking past.
You made a statement. I was just letting you know.
Man, you ain't got to let me know shit, because I don't give a fuck about what you done 3 fucking years ago. I want to know what the fuck you doing right now, and you ain't doing nothing but beating your goddamn fingers on a goddamn keyboard. That's all the fuck you doing.
All I can say is, Josh, the 17th, you probably going to get it, man. We're probably going to lock in on the 17th. We're going to lock in both races. We're going to lock in both races, Josh.
Probably ass on mute, man, and let these boys see if they want to get a lock in, because you ain't locking in. What? So, goddamn it, I'm going on mute, you go on mute. These boys want to race.
Well, let them race then, because I'm just going to get them some pussy later.
You ain't getting shit. The shit. He done hung the phone up and shit, man. He gone, man. So, damn, what's the deal, y'all? We got down. We done had the damn. That's the motherfucking shit I wanted to get to. He's always on everybody's post talking about this and that. And we got to the bottom of that shit tonight. Shit, old scary-ass motherfucker. Y'all go ahead, man. Who y'all looking for? What y'all trying to do?
Whatever. We're ready for whatever.
Oh, everybody's still on here. Got a full show on this bitch now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Been a good show. But you know that since they canceled Piedmont Thursday night.
Yeah,
they don't
cancel
Thursday. Yeah, I mean, they say the big dogs move the next week, and they say there's too big a chance of rain, so shit ain't really shit going on. I mean, hey, I don't know. I know they got a radio race Saturday, you know. I don't know what all they got going on, but, you know. Yeah, talk to me, babe. What's up?
Hey. Hey,
yeah.
Give me Josh.
What do you say? Hey, man, you need to get him. Hey, tell Austin to call and get him on the phone, man.
Hey, Josh.
I can get him on the phone. You tell me his number.
Gonna be back now,
though. Hey, Josh, straight Jones. Jagging, man. Don't nobody want to hear you, man. What's up? What's his number?
Hi. Baby, tell me if I make it right. How can I make it right? It's not me. All this shit dog.
The boy, John Robert sitting there one line. He wanted to lock him to become the dollar.
Oh, they won't get them eyeballs on the dog.
No, they won't. Our guys want them to become the dollar.
Who the
fuck? The guy said he had to drive 13 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Well, go on, if you ain't loading that weak motherfucker, mute your motherfucking phone. That's what you do. But anyway, I think I know who that is, but they just need to go on mute because we don't give a fuck about that shit. But anyway, what's up, babe? What's the deal, man? Yeah, my damn radar says it ain't no chance of rain for Thursday.
It ain't, man.
What's the deal, man? I don't understand this shit, man. Let me see who this is. Y'all hold on. 336-7427.
Hello?
Yeah, 336-7427. Who is it? H. Bird. What's up, guys? Oh, hold on a minute. Let me call this motherfucker. Are you trying to go to Hertford Saturday, Bird?
I'm already obligated to what you call Saturday.
Oh yeah, all right. Hold on, let me call this.
I'm already to go to Outer Banks.
Okay, he said he'd come to Outer Banks. Hold on, let me call this mouthed bastard. Hold on, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna lock.
Yeah, I'm going to run racing Jason down there.
God damn it, we're gonna see if he's goddamn.
We're sorry.
Hold on.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
What's that motherfucker?
If you have reached this recording error, please press the number and try your call again.
Man, he forgot to pay his bill again.
I hit it twice, man. He see it.
I don't know if this is his number or not. I don't know. God damn it, I lost his damn number. Oh. Let me see.
Hello.
Hey, Danny Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got Ace Bird on this bitch.
Uh-huh.
Is this Danny Ray Cooper?
Yeah, it is him.
Yo. Right, well, I got Ace Bird on this motherfucker.
Hey, man.
I told you I like Ace Bird.
Hey, man, you sitting there telling them goddamn lies. Hey, man, when I hit the wall, I came right back around and tell you I run your ass again. Your punk ass went running.
Man, it'll get ready to rain. It will rain.
Full of shit, man. It didn't rain none of that goddamn day, man. You lying nigga.
It rained all that night, man.
You didn't want none. I'll tell you what.
Lock in for Saturday then. Lock in for Saturday right now. Let's lock in for Saturday.
Outer Banks, bring your ass. I'll be at Outer Banks.
All right, lock. Didn't you say you was coming to Hertford?
I'll be at Outer Banks. I'm at Outer Banks.
I'll put
Racing Jason.
What time are you running Racing Jason?
5:00.
All right, let me tell you this right here then. If Outer Banks gets canceled, because if it rains 2 days, you know, they have what problem with water down there. If Outer Banks gets canceled, will you drive 45 minutes down the road and let's lock in? Let's go ahead and lock in right now. If Outer Banks gets, listen, here goes what the lock in will be. If Outer Banks gets canceled, all right, and Hertford runs, we'll lock in $500 on $3,000 or better.
You trying to go big, ain't you?
I mean,
your money, don't buy me. You want to lose your money?
I mean, we run. I mean, that's what we run for. $2,500, $3,000.
Fine with me, brother. It's fine with me.
So if Outer Banks Council, me and you locked in for that Saturday at Hurston, right?
You got it.
All right, that's all. And I tell you what, if you bypass Outer Banks altogether and come, how much y'all locked in the room for?
25 or better.
Y'all three on 25 or better?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I give Race Injection that goddamn $300. You let him lock him for me, goddamn it. I don't give a fuck about it. I give Race Injection that money to get that $300.
I'm trying to get both parts. I want to fuck him up and fuck you up.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not nothing but 45. I ain't gonna be but 45 minutes away from you from now and then.
Yeah. I'm gonna knock him off, and then I'm gonna try to come on there and knock you off.
Okay, but listen, we locked in. If Outer Banks gets canceled,
yeah,
me you locked in, me
yeah,
you locked me in the room.
Yeah, that'll
yeah.
work. That'll work.
Yeah. We got it for your ass. I promise you that.
Hey man, after I see you get your ass whooped last week, you better go regroup.
Hey, I'll tell you what, boy, I got fucked up. I'm telling you, I got fucked up.
I
got fucked up. I mean, there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but I tried to go back and rerun it. They did something we were supposed to do, and I don't know why they did it. But, you know, we win as a team, and we lose as a team. You know what?
He was hurt when he ran you.
Yeah, but that's the reason they did what they did, and it didn't make no sense. They weren't supposed to turn that car down, my car down. You know what I'm saying? They turned my car down, thinking he wouldn't get down the track, and it cost us.
Well, you better turn that bitch up this time. You still get fucked up.
Well, I mean, everybody's working this week, so we're gonna every bit of the money. We didn't lose much money. They didn't want to bet much, so you know. Every bit we lost last week, we might have made it back, and you can get it back this week.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right, buddy. All right. Hey, Josh, see how simple that is? That's how you lock a race in. See, I guess we too old, Coon. We can lock in like that there. We can lock in like, cause we too old, motherfucker. Y'all just started racing. When y'all get like that there, call me again, okay?
Man, shut your stuttering ass up, man. You hear me?
What you gonna say?
Well, what else y'all gotta talk about? Shit. Yeah. Damn right. Who on here wants old Whitey? Getting bad song. That's gonna be on here. I'm just letting y'all know.
He ain't gonna let me tell.
After we fuck old Whitey up, we gonna fuck a little Red up, or old Red, or Big Red, or whatever the fuck his name is. And then we gonna fuck Straight Jacket up. Believe it. Y'all want to hear the shit? Well, there it is. Step in it, goddammit. Believe it.
Man, I pressed it. Why'd
you
keep pressing it? What
you
gonna say?
Don't, hey, listen,
yeah.
I
want to
let y'all know that. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
You ain't gonna make it around old Whitey.
And Bracey over there, I hear you talking, but just know, the faster we get them out of the way, the goddamn faster you in line, cuz. Believe it.
Yo.
Yeah, you been off mute, yo. What's good?
I hear you running your damn chops.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a rundown and a lineup.
Well, I'm going down Thursday. It's supposed to be clear. I'm going to get old Red for Thursday. Anyway.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. You got your line up, but just know, about 3-4 more spots down through there, you might well go and put a bad storm on that bitch. Believe it.
I heard something about Bebe talking about if I make it right. How can I make it right? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
Hey, Straight Jack. Straight Jack.
Oh, shit.
That's
it.
Oh, shit.
What?
That's all.
Told me you wouldn't even come in Thursday, man. Why you put me off to the 10th? Told you I might have to go out of town. We might as well get it done this Thursday.
I told you I was going to be testing this Thursday, but damn, I'm talking about damn Frankenstein acting crazy. Like I told Lewis, he wanted to do it this Thursday too. But he say he testing too. So, you feel what I'm saying? I just got to figure out a little bit more stuff, bro. I got that. Why I said we lock in with Jonah Timmy.
Oh, you gonna run Frankenstein Thursday?
Yeah, if they want to do something, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I really ain't dang on. Like I said, that's why I told you, that's why I inboxed you and told you we'd do it June the 10th. But you said you was going out of town, so, I mean.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to get it out of the way. Yeah, I might go out of town.
I am too. You know, but it's all good. I ain't backing down. Damn, wait.
Oh, no, I know you ain't backing down. I know you're wrong.
Yeah. I'm just, you know. I'm just sitting back playing my part right now.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, shit. Said he playing his part, cuz.
I probably won't even come. No, if they still running Thursday, I might come watch that race. Other than that, if they ain't, I probably ain't going.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be clear. It ain't gonna rain none. Thursday, ain't number 10% chance of rain.
Oh shit! Hey, all I can tell you is, I believe it's smoke in the goddamn smokehouse. 803-1963. Come on out the bushes. You open.
Got one question. I'm going to work. I'll make sure I understand right.
What?
John
shit.
Jones.
You said,
when you get done with them three small blocks, you're going to the big block line, you're going to jump on Straight Jacket. Put me on that list.
No, Straight Jacket just slow.
Nah. You going on that list? Put me on that list.
I got Rob
Beal. We'll take the damn. We'll take down.
No, you ain't taking nothing.
The head up
you getting that right hand lane.
We'll take the head up clear from you. And I mean, shit, you know, we'll gamble.
You can get that right hand lane.
No, we can't. We can't battle with that big block you got down out there. You know,
it's the same as everybody else's.
Hey,
it is a little local. Mine's nothing but a stock block.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me explain something to you, Popeye. First off, this ain't nothing but a little in county, this is just a little race that we want to race, and just to, you know, because we stay right here in the same area, and it's just to, you know, pop off some good shit at Piedmont. That's the first thing. So we just gambling.
Well, I understand that.
People that. Okay, well, let me tell you one thing. I don't like how you got on here and you talk that big shit. We'll take the head.
No, I ain't talking big shit.
And you can goddamn.
No, you won't
block.
Take fucking shit, but
fuck
get that fucking right
get.
Lane. And I'll fucking gap your ass on the other end.
Damn it. Well, goddamn it. Well, bet on the gap then. That's all I'm asking for is the head up clear. If you're going to gap me, you should give me the head up clear. That's the same fucking thing. So how about let's get fucking busy.
I'll tell you what, you be in fucking dollars in June the 17th, and you got a fucking race. Coming to dollars in June the 17th, and you got
man,
a fucking
gonna
race.
We going to be in dollars, but this is the thing about it. You know what I mean? You come on here, we already got some fucking small blocks that we're going to run June 17th. We can't run 10 races in one day. That's one thing for sure and two things for certain. So, shit. If you really want to fucking race, Piedmont opens Saturday.
I ain't saying I'm coming Saturday. I said the 17th.
I didn't say I was going Saturday. But goddamn, you talking about wanting to race? Well, goddamn, let's make plans. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it the 17th in Dawson.
I just told
too
you,
too much
man,
shit going on in Piedmont.
We already got people that's wanting to race that day, Bo. That we told that after because we got action going on right now, just like Thursday night, we're going to run Old Whitey. We already got action going on. Ain't nobody locking in for the 17th. And then ain't no break clause, man. Fuck all that shit.
You got a break clause.
So, no, we don't want that. We'll lock in a week before the show. But like I just told you, we already got prior plans to run other people that day. So we can't work no 10 races in, man. I got other people. And like I told you, if you really want to race, shit, let's go on and fucking do it. We'll fucking gamble. You talking about you going to fucking gap us. Well, let's fucking get busy and let's fucking do it. Motherfucker.
Being 17 dog. Didn't you?
Shit. Fuck your big block. I ain't straight jacket. We ain't going to sit here and fucking cry to you and tell you the fucking man. You ain't shit to us. but old slow ass.
Yeah, but you
want to,
but
like
you
want to
jump on,
small
on a slower car. But you want to jump on a fucking slower car that you know you can sure win. Jump on this big block car.
What's it, man? That ain't no for sure win. I just told you why we were just gambling. We wasn't gonna put no big race, man.
Yeah, you don't know.
We're just gambling, man, because we stay in the same. I see Dwayne all the time, man. We see him all the time, man. Like this is just some. This is just an in city rivalry. This ain't nothing serious, man. But like you said, you got on here and you talking all that motherfucking shit, man. Well, it's gonna fucking happen. Shit, man. Fuck
you. Get the right lane.
You
got it.
Slow ass shit.
That's right.
Got,
it is,
man.
Slow. That is right.
Won't you come
you
to fucking
that.
My
third
slow. Tonight? I bet Ali'll run your motherfucking ass.
Ooh.
I bet Ali'll run your motherfucking ass.
I've been dogged in June of 17th.
Oh, man. All that motherfucking.
Too much shit going on in Piedmont,
shit, man. We talking about
too much shit going on in Piedmont. People know too much shit up there.
Oh, man. You talking about, man.
You know what I'm telling the fucking truth? You know what I'm telling the damn truth about Piedmont? What happened 2 weeks ago up there when they had that damn shootout? What happened 2 weeks ago when they had that fucking shootout up there?
That's a fucking shootout. I don't get in no shootout. You can lock in for
no.
a fucking grudge race.
Tell
no
fucking
ticket.
My time
and
shit.
You ain't got no fucking problem. Shit.
I don't know
that
damn ticket, but it ain't going to be a Piedmont. I don't know ticket Darlington. I ain't doing no ticket Piedmont.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Do whatever you do, man. Don't nobody care. Hell, you ain't out here racing nobody, man.
I didn't say I was.
Ain't
I'm out here making money.
Man, that's cool. Don't nobody care nothing about that. Everybody's out here making money, man. Everybody goes and punches the clock. You just happen to be going in at nighttime punching the clock. Some people go in the morning time punching the clock. Some people go in the evening time punching the clock. Man, don't nobody care nothing about that. Man, everybody's making money, man. Shit, I mean, hell, we trying to race. You trying to talk about other bullshit, man. They don't even make
no
fucking sense.
Just hold your breath. There might be a small block on the fucking premises to take care of your small block. Just hold your breath.
I mean,
on
that's fine. We ain't worried about that small block, and we ain't worried about your fucking slow-ass big block. Slow-ass shit you got, man.
Well, if it's slow, then get beside it. And Saturday, June 17th.
We're going to get beside of it. We're going to get beside of it. You just told us we got the head up fucking clear. We're going to get beside of that.
You ain't going to get shit.
You're going to have your motherfucking life.
Nah.
Slow-ass
you ain't
run
out shit.
Shit you got. Motherfucking no-prep street outlaws. Weak-ass shit.
That's right. It is weak. You remember that.
Weak as fucking well, water.
That's right.
I've been cut straight. That's why I drawed on straight jacket. Motherfucker, you took that man money. That motherfucker man ain't trying to get his money back from you. I told him he's weak as fuck. He's weak as fuck for not trying to get his money back off this slow-ass shit you got. Oh,
that's right.
Shit.
Yep.
Hey, man, if y'all ain't talking, man, put your phone on mute, man. But, man, I hear somebody talking about $500 and shit, man. Man, I don't want to hear that bullshit y'all talking about. Well, I'm saying, you ain't talking about shit. You going to punch a clock. Goddamn, punch your ass in your seat and come to Piedmont Thursday night. And see if a motherfucker
will
punch
Thursday.
Your
I'll
life
be in Dawson June 17th.
Oh, man. Well, goddamn, man, that's about motherfucking 20 days away, man. Man, shit,
well,
come on, man. Quit living it. Quit living in the future. Live in the fucking present.
And?
Quit living in the future. Live in the present. You can't live in the future. The future's not guaranteed to you.
The fucking Thursday,
you
got
right
the future, man. You fucking dumb as hell or what?
Shit.
The fucking Thursday, the future.
You
can't see the fucking
night?
Head of you. Huh?
What you want to do tomorrow night?
On the highway.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all done for the night, man. Ain't nobody else talking about shit, man. I'm finna hang the fucking shit. I'm finna hang this shit up, man. That man drunk, man. I'm telling you, man, you don't need to go to work. You need to go back to sleep, man, because you've been up all day, man. You've been up all motherfucking day. You need to go back to sleep, man. Man, if ain't nobody else got nothing to say, man, shit, man, we'll catch it next Monday night, man. We'll be on next Monday night. Last, you know, yesterday was Memorial Day. Shit. Hell, everybody's at cookouts and all that good shit. But next Monday night, we'll be back right here, same place. Ain't shit else going on. We had a good show. Appreciate everybody calling in. And
We out of here. We'll see you next Wednesday night, next Monday night. And Popeye, get you some motherfucking heart. Believe it.
I got heart, son.